talk about this morning, having faith for help. The Bible says in Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, we've studied the word of faith. The Bible says, so then faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And I believe we have sufficient faith, because Romans 12:3 said God give every man the measure of faith. And then in 2 Corinthians 4:13, we've talked about the spirit of faith. And then we studied Mark 11:23, verily, verily, I say, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast in the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but believe that those things which he says shall come to pass, he shall have whatever he says. Along with healing and health, along with help, I want to talk about having faith for help. I never heard that type of statement, having faith for help. And in dealing with that, we're learning that we have a part to play. You know, Amos 3, it says, how can two walk together except they be agreed? And we have to come in agreement with God that we need to take care of ourselves, present our bodies to him as a living sacrifice, and take care of our bodies, because faith works. If faith works, why I'm not healed is because of wrong participation. We need to see this body of Christ. We need to open our eyes to the fact that we've been doing a lot of praying, using a lot of faith, but we're making it void by it. We be healed, but can't keep our health. And then we've got to the point in faith. We have faith to treat the symptom, and we have faith to manage disease. No, God didn't want us to manage disease. God wants us to master disease and be told to heal. So keep listening. We're going to deal with our faith, and we'll get our faith on the right line, is that we can walk in divine health.